You're listening to the CryptoCast podcast.
Welcome to the Crypto and Blockchain Talk.
Hello.
Hey.
Guten Tag.
Hallo.
Hola.
Shalom.
Hallo.
Namaste.
Ni hao.
Vivet.
Hello.
Salut.
Yassas.
Salve.
Ciao.
Bonjour.
Our podcast talks about the latest trends in the worlds of cryptocurrencies and the blockchain. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Crypto and Blockchain Talk. Now, this week, what I wanted to cover is the topic of oracles and what are oracles and which coins are actually using oracles. So let's get started. An oracle is a data feed or a search agent used by a smart contract to obtain information outside of its native blockchain. So by using a web API interface, that is a link or some kind of script that allows one program to talk to another, it can communicate with news websites, traditional databases, other blockchains, and their dApps, and much more. Without an oracle, a smart contract would only work for situations where all the needed information to be executed was found on the blockchain that it resides on. For example, without an oracle, an Ethereum smart contract could not move funds based on the price of Bitcoin. Or, for example, if you wanted to pay somebody through a smart contract based on what the weather was, they would have to use an oracle to help find the information on maybe the Weather Channel or some channel that would give accurate weather readings and then bring that information back into that smart contract and be able to complete the smart contract with accuracy. So if a smart contract wants to trigger conditions that exist outside their native blockchain, it needs an oracle to communicate with third parties on the internet to find what it needs. In another example, for instance, let's say that there's a smart contract that says Joe will get 100 Ethereum if the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. Well, it needs some way to identify the Chicago Cubs, track baseball scores, and news, and that's where an oracle comes in. The oracle will track and deliver that information to the smart contract at the appropriate time that the World Series is played. Allowing blockchains to communicate with the outside world and fetch the data they need is critical to their function. Now imagine having an Excel spreadsheet where you have the prices of the top 10 flavors of 2-liter bottles of soda. You want the real-time prices, but you can't be bothered to look online and enter the price manually every day. Well, if you had a snippet of code to fetch it for you, that would be a brilliant and easy solution. And that is what an oracle does for a smart contract. Without them, a smart contract is just a simple if-then statement. There are different types of oracles that serve different purposes. There are software oracles which look up information on websites. So these examples of required data would be temperature, prices, and flight times, a few examples. The software oracle extracts the information and sends it to the smart contract. Then there are hardware oracles. For smart contract conditions that need data directly from the physical world, these hardware oracles exist to allow, for instance, when an employee enters the building, there's a movement and a visual sensor to automatically clock them in and begin paying them for their time. These sensors would then send the data to a smart contract, which triggers their pay at the end of the day. And that would be an example of a hardware oracle. Then you have inbound oracles. Now, this is a type of device or software that provides the smart contract with data from the external world. For instance, when the price of Bitcoin hits $4,000, you buy 3.5 Bitcoin worth. Then there's outbound oracles, which is a type of device or software that gives smart contracts the ability to send data to the outside world, like a smart lock to the front door that receives information on the blockchain that the owner has been verified through their mobile app, and now the door needs to open. Lastly, there are consensus-based oracles, and these come into use when using only one source of information could be risky and unreliable. These would come into use. So for further security, a combination of different oracles may be used. For example, 3 out of 5 oracles could determine the outcome of an event. And an example of this is a prediction market bet on the outcome of an election. There are many companies, including Oracleize, Chainlink, and BlockSense, who are providing oracle services for blockchains. There are also rumors that IBM, Microsoft, and others will develop their own services soon to provide smart contracts with the off-chain information they need. The Future Showdown will be able to create one widely adopted standard protocol for all blockchains to talk to each other and search the internet for data. It is this future network of interconnected blockchains and smart contracts that are now being called the new internet. The current one isn't going away, but when you think of dominant internet activities, if you think of websites, social media, and streaming content, blockchain oracles are the next evolution of the internet and the next billion-dollar industry. Now that we know what oracles are, let's now look at some cryptocurrencies that are dependent on oracles. Now, one of them is Chainlink. And Chainlink is a decentralized oracle network that enables different payment systems to interact with one another through APIs. Founded in the Cayman Islands in September 17, Chainlink's goal is to provide a service for smart contracts to retrieve reliable data that they need in order to execute the contract. For example, let's pretend that there's that sports betting website that uses smart contracts to automatically pay out if the winner of the Chicago Cubs beat the New York Mets by more than 2 runs. If someone were to incorrectly post the score on an authority sports site or intentionally alter that page on purpose, knowing that the smart contracts rely on it, it would inadvertently pay out to the wrong people and potentially cost the sports site a lot of money. Instead of accessing a single sports website to obtain those final scores, the smart contract can query Chainlink to go search for those scores across multiple websites, compare the data, and decide what the correct data really is, and then relay the right data to the smart contract as needed. Smart contract developers can use Chainlink itself to create the smart contracts on it. It is fully compatible with Ethereum contracts and Solidity. Chainlink can be used to do more than just search the internet for data. It can also be integrated to API-enabled devices that serve up environmental data like weather, a patient's heartbeat, satellite signal strength, and many more resources, allowing automatic responses to be triggered based on real-time conditions. The Chainlink network utilizes the LINK token to pay Chainlink node operators for the retrieval of data from off-chain data feeds, formatting of data into blockchain-readable formats, off-chain computations, and uptime guarantees that they provide as operators. According to the Chainlink white paper, in order for a smart contract on networks like Ethereum to use a Chainlink node, they will need to pay their chosen Chainlink node operator using LINK tokens, with prices set by the node operator based on demand for the off-chain resources that their Chainlink provides, and the supply of other similar resources. And it is also important to note that the LINK token is an ERC-20 token. It is not required to stake LINK to be a node operator, but it helps with rankings against other nodes. However, LINK is needed for your node to bid against other nodes for receiving tasks from smart contracts. Other information such as hardware and service level requirements can be found on their website. There are some interesting facts about Chainlink, including the fact that Chainlink has a partnership with the SWIFT banking transaction network, and they have a circulating supply of 350 million with a total supply of 1 billion LINK tokens. And they went live in October of 2018 with 5 working oracles. Another cryptocurrency I wanted to bring to your attention is Qtum, otherwise known as Quantum, and it is a blockchain project that provides smart contract services aimed at institutions and enterprises. It combines elements of Bitcoin and Ethereum, creating a more stable and scalable solution. Qtum are building a suite of tools to help organizations migrate from their old solutions onto the blockchain. Qtum runs on the Bitcoin blockchain code, not on Bitcoin's live blockchain, but with their account abstraction layer, or AAL, on top of it, which is capable of running Ethereum virtual machines, or EVMs. This is useful for migrating dApps that have outgrown the native Ethereum blockchain and need a more scalable solution to operate without having to rewrite everything to be compatible with another service. As Ethereum is being stretched to its limits in scalability and cost efficiency, the foresight that Qtum had in the very beginning is now paying dividends. The Bitcoin UTXO, or transaction ledger, keeps track of balances while the AAL, or the account abstraction layer, handles the smart contracts and EVMs. Most blockchain platforms are attempting to come up with the new and interesting ways of creating smart contracts and dApp platforms, including EOS's ecosystem, Cardano's peer-reviewed dApps platform, and Lisk's ecosystem, which is aimed at JavaScript developers. These next-gen platforms are still largely in the conceptual stages of development. Qtum, on the other hand, went in a different direction. Instead of trying to come up with a completely novel solution, it combined the best tried and proven methods available today, allowing them to open up their platform much quicker than their competition, who are developing their platforms from the ground up. In addition to the elements that made Bitcoin and Ethereum successful, they are adding access to data feeds and oracles. And as we all know, oracles function like APIs from external services on the Qtum network that can supply data and perform long-term computation tasks and then report these results back. Oracles, of course, operate as trusted third parties, which are increasing Qtum's ability to scale. These outside data transactions are governed by smart contracts, and this functionality is very beneficial in situations where heavy computation loads don't make sense to run on a single virtual machine. There are some interesting facts about Qtum, such as consensus on Qtum's blockchain is decided by proof of stake. And Qtum has been called the Chinese Ethereum. And this name has also been given to Neo, but in the near future, one of them will probably stick. One of the problems that have been addressed by Qtum is the need to access blockchain solutions on mobile devices. And Qtum has a mobile light client app that allows you to access your balances and smart contracts without having to download the entire blockchain to your phone. Now, these are just a couple of cryptocurrencies, and as you know, there are many more out there that probably have some dependency on oracles. And I want you to go out there and do your homework and read even more about this, because this really is set to change the stage in the way that the internet is being developed and technology overall. I want to thank you for listening to this week's podcast, which covered oracles and two coins, which are Qtum and Chainlink. And if you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to contact us on education@savvydigital.com. Remember to leave us a great rating on iTunes, Stitcher, and Podbean. And please also leave some great comments for us on Twitter and Facebook. And again, we would love to hear some questions from you, so please don't hesitate to get in touch. Thank you again for listening to this week's podcast. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the CryptoCast podcast. Stay tuned in for more episodes.